It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sourwine.
Good morning. It's Thursday, August 6th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Yesterday, North Dakota reported 5,725 COVID-19 tests were conducted. Of those, 124 came back positive, a rate at 2.2%. There are now 7,057 total positives. Of those, 1,112 remain active. That is up just one case from Tuesday's numbers. One more death being reported as well. The number is up to 108. A federal appeals court has reversed an order to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. On Wednesday, the court sided with the pipeline owner Energy Transfer to keep oil flowing while the environmental review is conducted. Back on July 6th, the U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ordered the pipeline shut down within 30 days while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reviewed the environmental impact of the project. Coming up this Sunday in Jamestown, it's the return of the James River Exotic Animal Sale. The event is held at the Stutsman County Fairgrounds beginning August 9th at 11 a.m. If you're interested in what kind of animals will be present, event organizer Alyssa Forder says you can see anything from exotic poultry to llamas to zebu cattle to longhorn cattle, ponies, and donkeys. For a complete list of animals, check out our article on NewsDakota.com. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, NewsDakota.com.